Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about an email I got from Adobe, which it's pretty full on. So essentially, it's in regards to, at least for my region, so within Australia, they're upping their pricing. So I'm not too sure if this is what they're doing internationally, but their pricing is going to be raised for their Creative Cloud offering. So basically, I'm going to read this email, what I got here, and I'll give some thoughts and some general feedback on this. So we hope you're enjoying your subscription to the world-class products and services Adobe provides to you to do your best work. We wanted to share some important information about your renewal price. As part of doing business globally, Adobe monitors currency exchange rates in order to make adjustments to our pricing up or down as needed. You may be aware that currency exchange rates have fluctuated significantly over the last few years. As a result of recent changes in exchange rates in your region, the price of Adobe products and services is increasing starting on the 5th of June 2017. Now, the current price of Adobe Creative Cloud will change to Australian $72.59 per month, including GST, that's our tax, on the 5th of June 2017. During your current subscription term, the price for your subscription to Adobe Creative Cloud will remain the same. At renewal, your price will reflect the local currency price on your renewal date of 20 April 2018. A reminder email with your new price will be sent as your renewal date gets closer. Thank you for being a valued customer. We look forward to continuing to provide you with the latest innovations from Adobe as part of your subscription. Please contact us if you have any questions about this change or your renewal. Now, I don't mind a price increase where it's required. And, you know, if it's a decent increase, like it's not something astronomical. Currently, I think this renewal for me is about $49. So we're going up quite a substantial amount. It's quite a big jump. It's nearly half. What is it? So we've got 72.59 minus 49.95. Well, I'll say 99. So that's $22. So that's pretty close to, that's probably, let's just say it's an over 40% increase in price. And that is huge for this product. So mainly I use it personally for me with my day-to-day job, working with Photoshop and Illustrator files. But for me, like with my own little work and stuff like that, I primarily use Sketch, and that's a much better offering to me. Like I get more value from that rather than Creative Cloud. Like, yes, I can get fonts and things like that through Typekit, etc. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's really worth that kind of a price. Now, you know, Creative Cloud, I think, has been a phenomenal product. You know, it really changed the kind of landscape for professionals, where previously to buy the suite or even just a single package, like say Photoshop, was very expensive, quite an upfront cost. And Creative Cloud, the membership, the subscription system, really made it easier for people to get into the market and use the tools that they need to use, which has become kind of like a standard in the design industry, as well as with other industries with their other applications. Now, that's been great, and I think it's also curbed issues of piracy and stuff like that because it's just so cheap, it's easy to get into. But now these prices are starting to get pretty high. Now, if you're only using this here and there, or you're not being subsidized by the company you work for, that's quite an expensive cost per month. You know, it's like my internet bill alone is pretty much close to that. So, you know, for what I get all this internet that I use constantly, I'm getting something that I only use a small amount of time. Now, of course, this is going to affect people differently. Like if you're earning an income off it, which I am to a degree, like most of the time I'm programming. But yeah, it's quite a big hit to take. Like it's a pretty huge price hike. Like sure, if it went like half that, maybe that'd be acceptable. But to go to that extent, like that's a huge, huge increase and something to swallow. So this might make me rethink potentially renewing my subscription with Adobe because that's a huge, huge cost. Like I can't believe that increase. Like sure, you know, products, they have to have increases, and with the exchange rates, especially for us here in Australia, it really hits us pretty hard. So yeah, anyway, I just wanted to kind of get that out there and let you know my thoughts, and I'd love to know what your thoughts are. I'd love to know, have you seen this increase in your country or region? What are your thoughts on it? Has it been pretty big? Like, is it something of a huge increase like what I'm seeing here, which is, you know, like half the product's price again? I'd really love to know. Send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. Send through an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. Also, if you can leave a rating and review in iTunes, that would be awesome. And if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, please do check that out and subscribe. Other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.